That's a stupid phrase. I am Ishmael. How you about Mumen Vaida of the Vesa view? If Mumen were found on her while she was still in her father's house, after the Kedushin, before the Nisuin, and the Baal wants to divorce her on the ground that she has Mumen, and he does not want to give her a ksuba as he says it is a Mekachtot, and she and her father claim that it is not a Mekachtot, that these Mumen only happened to her after the Erisin, and since at the time of the Kedushin, she did not have Mumen. If he wants to divorce her, he has to give her a ksuba. Ha'av tzarech l'havi raya shemishan et arsa nozu b'mumen halalu v'nistach b'sereh. The burden of proof is on her and her father that these mumen happened to her only after the Erisin and his field was flooded, meaning that in that case it would have been his bad luck that he was Mekadosh and Isha, that mumen happened to her after the Kedushin. As we have a klal, Maiti Mechaber Olav Haraya, and they want to be Maiti the Ksuba from him, so therefore they have to prove that these mumen happen only after the Kedushin. Nichnasa L'Rishus HaBaal, if she had already entered the Rishus HaBaal, meaning that they were already married, and only after the Nisuin he found that she had Mumen, and now he wants to divorce her without giving her a ksuba, saying that it is a Mekachtot. HaBaal Tzarech L'Havi Raya Sha'atelo Nitarza Hayu B'Mumen Elu V'Yameko Mekachtot. In this case, the burden of proof shifts to the Baal. He has to bring a Raya that these Mumen happened to her before the Erisin, which in such a case, it would be considered a Mekachtot. Dibre Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, as we have a call, Kan Nimtzu, Kan Hayu. Since the Mumen were found only after the Nisuin, we assume that these Mumen happened to her only now, not before the Erisin, and therefore, if he wants to divorce her, he has to give her a ksuba, unless he can bring a raya that these Mumen happened to her already before the Kedushin. V'chachamim Aymrim, B'medvar Mamurim, B'mumen Shebeseser. Avo B'mumen Shebegaloi, Eni Yacholitzen. According to the Chachamim, when do we say that if Mumen are found on her, that is considered a Mekachtot? That's only if these Mumen are found in a place of the body that is normally covered, as he would not have known about that at the time of the Kedushin. But if the Mumen are on an uncovered place of the body, this is not called a Mekachtot, as he certainly knew about these Mumen. And even if he made a Tanai, a Menashe Ein Aleha Mumen, obviously this Tanai was not referring to a Mum that he plainly could see, so therefore it is not a Mekachtot. If there's a bathhouse in that town, even if a mum is found and a part of the body that is normally covered, even that would not be considered a mekachtot. And generally, the Baal would send his female relatives to check her out in the merchat to see if she has a mum. So therefore, he certainly would have found out about a mum shebeseser. And even if he made a tanai, a menashe ein aleha mumen, even so it is not a mekachtot, as he was referring to with that tanai, a mum that cannot normally be seen even in a bathhouse, such as a reach ra, so therefore it is not a mekachtot. Mesechet Siddur Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes, Ha'ish shenoldu bo mumen, ein kaifenu shelo hayti. If mumen happened to the man after the marriage, she cannot demand that he divorce her. We do not force him to divorce her on the ground that he has mumen. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Amed bar mamurim ben mumen haktanim, Avo ben mumen hakdoilin kaifin oisir lahaytim. When do we say that we do not force him to divorce her on the ground that he has mumen? That's only if he has small mumen. But if he has big mumen, then we do force him to divorce her. What is considered a big mumen? If he is blinded or if he loses a limb, and even if at the time of the Kedushin he already had these mumen and she was nisconsed to him anyway, she can still demand that he divorce her, as she can say, at the time of the Kedushin, I thought I would be able to handle it, but now I see I cannot handle it, and that's enough to force him to divorce her.